You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
Here's a super helpful tip. Be wary of etymologies that seem too fun to be true.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hello, Anne.
Hello, Rebecca.
Anne, as you know, I love a good lightning round, and it looks like we are kicking this one off with a question from Larry. Larry says, I've heard two explanations for the term tips to ensure prompt service, and that the term refers to a jar left on the table at the local pub to pay the server. Any idea which is true? And is any of it true? Because so often, as you said, we get these perfect little stories that end up not being true.
Exactly. Especially acronyms like to ensure prompt service, which is a great acronym for tips, but not true from what we know. By the 1600s, we see the verb tip to mean to give or to lend someone money, and then specifically to give someone money for a service, to express thanks or as a reward, to obtain extra service. You give that tip. Now, the Oxford English Dictionary editors note that the origin is uncertain, but it is likely related to the verb tip, either to mean to strike lightly, like to touch the recipient lightly as you give them the money, or the sense of tip as in to tilt or to incline toward someone. And the idea is you're tilting toward the recipient with this money so it can be taken. So we're not entirely sure, but no evidence that it is the acronym. And Rebecca, I thought while we were here, I would note that tip in the sense of touch leads to the use of tip to provide a useful piece of information.
We get tips here at the station all the time about breaking news and whatnot.
Exactly. And you can think about it like you're touching someone's elbow to give them a little piece of information, a little bit of advice or confidential info.
All right. Moving on with the lightning round. What else have you got, Anne?
Recognizance, as in being released on one's own recognizance.
I feel like this is one that people confuse with reconnaissance because I've heard people do that.
Yes, you probably have. And Brian Garner, in his usage guide, notes that confusion and says, please keep these separate. Reconnaissance, a military or intelligence gathering examination of a region or maybe a preliminary survey. Recognizance is something different. So recognizance borrowed in from French, and it shows up in the 1300s with a specific legal meaning. And Rebecca, it means a bond or an obligation that a person undertakes before a court or a magistrate to perform an act or observe a condition, for example, to appear when summoned to the court. And usually there's a penalty, like you have to pay, if you don't do what you have said that you will do. So being released on one's own recognizance, which shows up in the late 1600s, is used to refer to someone being released from custody, and they are subject to recognizance that they themselves have provided. So they don't have to pay bail, they just have to sign something saying that they will come back.
All right, the lightning round is ticking by super fast, but I think we've got time for one more. What is it?
Super.
Super. Perfect.
As in super fast. Now, Rebecca, you and I have talked about intensifiers before because they tend to change. We have very, and then as it weakens, we have to replace it with a stronger one, like really, and then we have to replace really with so. And right now, super as an intensifier is happening. I use it all the time. We've got a phrase like super rich back to the early decades of the 20th century, but we see a steep rise in super to modify adjectives starting in the 1990s. It just takes off. It's super interesting. It's super fun. And my colleague Neil Whitman has showed that it can also modify, for example, a prepositional phrase like I'm super into it, or even a verb as in I super hate that. Or Tinder, which in 2015 introduced a super like button.
All right, Anne, super lightning round full of super tips. I now release you on your own recognizance, but you have to come back next week.
I will definitely come back, and I know that our listeners are now going to be hearing super all around them.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.